This is the Texas Standard. I'm David Brown. When it comes to driving behind the wheel, it seems it's, never been more dangerous. Now, I don't mean from accidents or natural roadway hazards, but from road rage. Right now in Van Zandt County, Texas, they're offering a reward to find the suspected shooter of a 39-year-old man whom authorities believe was shot as a result of a road rage incident. And this is just one of many series of reports that have been making headlines across the state, from the Marine who shot a student in Denton, Texas, because some believe she refused his advances, to a viral video of two Austin motorists swinging bats and 2x4s at each other. This all raises a bigger question, of course. What is it about sitting behind the wheel that seems to make folks so angry? Here to talk about that, Art Markman. He is a professor of psychology at the University of Texas in Austin, and also a pretty well-known, say, public radio figure in parts of this state. Art, thanks very much for coming in.
It's great to be here, David.
So I see this narrative time and again, seemingly regular people, they just snap behind the wheel. What's going on here? Is it the traffic or is it something else?
Well, the first piece of this is actually all about control. So when you're behind the wheel, tremendous amounts of what are going on are actually completely outside of your control. So the traffic that builds up perhaps behind an accident that's further up on the road, mm-hmm. or because there's a cop on the side of the road and so everyone is slowed down, those factors are things you can't do anything about. And then on top of that, the actions of other drivers are things you can't do anything about. So when you're in a situation that's potentially frustrating, and then you have no control over that situation, that now blossoms from just a little bit of frustration into full-blown rage.
I think that some people probably feel like you're, in a way, giving them at least a reason for feeling like they do, if not a justification. But what can one do about that to harness or marshal those tendencies?
Yeah, sure. So the fact that we understand what's going on means we can empathize a little bit, but that doesn't give us license to do something wrong. In many ways, you can't fix the problem until you understand it a little bit. And that from a distance, you could realize there are bigger and more important things in the world than how quickly you're getting past this situation.
I wonder if the sense of enclosure, that space, in a way, fuels that urge, I guess, that some people have, that tendency that some people may have, to want to lash out. In a way, you've already got this kind of distance,
yeah.
And establishing that connection with that other person in that moment, you're not making the complete connection about what that means.
Yeah. Well, road rage does have a little bit of internet comment distance in it as well, right? So if you think about how mean people can get when they're making comments on the internet, you actually get a similar thing with road rage. You've got this anonymous person in another car. They probably can't hear exactly what you're yelling at them, although they might recognize the gesture you've just made.
Right.
But that social distance licenses you to do things you might never do if you were standing right up next to somebody until it escalates. And of course, part of the problem is you look at these incidents you're describing, and you've gone from something that started as somebody in their own little pocket of the car getting very angry, and then someone else recognizing what happened, and now it becoming an interpersonal conflict that spills out into rage in public.
You know, I guess in a way, one of the short answers to this is, let's just all be friendly. You see signs and you see public service campaigns, you know, urging people not to feel the way that they feel like, well, is very authentic and real to them. Are we going about this wrong, trying to address road rage the way that we are?
The trick is, don't say to somebody, don't do it. Recognize it happens, and that what you want to do is to engage in all of the kinds of behaviors you know how to engage in that help you to calm down. And we have to allow ourselves to do that. And we have to recognize that if somebody else on the road does something silly to us, mm-hmm. that doesn't mean we have to respond in kind.
Art Markman is a professor of psychology at the University of Texas in Austin. He is also co-host of Two Guys on Your Head, which is produced at, our mothership, which is KUT in the capital city of Austin, Texas. Art Markman, thank you so much for coming in.
Thanks for having me.